Woman in Kitchen. This painting is 48 inches by 48 inches. This painting started out with quite a detailed wash. I worked quite a bit on the wash on this painting, which was a great work in itself. I was not sure what to do with this painting, so I took the easel at the art factory, inside the art factory, placed it there on the sidewalk on Main Street, and got my folding chair, set it down on the sidewalk, and just studied this for a long time, trying to understand where I should go with it. I had nice comments, people walking by really liked what they saw, but yet it made it more challenging for me. I hated to mess up this beautiful wash, but once you commit to doing something, then it just takes off on its own. From there, it's really hazy. I don't even recall what happened after that. It just seems like it's just kind of a blank to me. But somehow, I started doing an outline. It just was very spontaneous. I go in and out of the art factory getting different paints and working at the paint pool. And these different colors came up. I started filling in the blanks. It really took off on its own. Really unique colors. These are kind of different kind of colors for me. But again, had a paint pool I worked with and just gradually worked through that with some very basic paint colors. And kind of ended up with that. Did some outlines on it. I'm really rambling here. But finished it and looked at it and really, this is another painting I enjoyed very much. As far as an artistic piece, I consider this one of my best artistic type pieces. I don't think I could ever replicate this. Of course, an art critic may have a different viewpoint on this, but one art critic gave me really high acclaim for this painting. So that's as far as the inspiration, how that story took hold. The next part is the title, because I really struggled with this. Again, a lot of people walked up and down the street for the next few days, and I had it out there really, really struggling. I wanted to get a good name for this piece, and I had a hard time. So anyway, I actually carried it from the art factory a block and a half up to the gallery. I was going to ask our art consultant there what her thoughts would be on it. And right before I got into the gallery, there was a family walking there. I believe three children, a nice family. And I stopped the family and asked what they thought the title on this painting should be. It was very interesting. They had a nine-year-old daughter. She's just a sweetheart. She reminded me of my granddaughter, who's 9 years old. And she was very, very stern and very committed to what she said. She said, "It's a woman in a kitchen." And, you know, and I sat back and looked, but she was very set. Her mind was made up. And she's just so cute with it. And so they're the family members. They had comments, what they thought they saw or whatever. So anyway, I showed it to the our art consultant. Then I went back to the art factory and placed it there and looked at it. And I thought, you know, she was so committed for her title, I'm going to call it Woman in the Kitchen. So that's how the title Woman in the Kitchen came up. I hope the family will find this piece and on the internet and see that they had a large influence and wishing the little girl well. Maybe she'll be a great artist someday. Anyway, please enjoy Woman in Kitchen. Thank you.